What? Dreaming. Not dreaming.
Did you hear that?
I think the whole neighborhood heard it. You don't think it's the GC, do you?
GC don't knock.
Wait. Hiya, go wake up Lionel.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I don't recognize the car.
Vicky, open the door.
Judd?
Hey lady, did you order a pizza?
never mind, Hiya. It's Ryan and Judd. Get in here.
What's the deal? Why are you guys so wired?
I think we're being watched. Whose car?
It's a rental.
Watched by who?
Take a guess.
Global community.
Great. Well, it's a good thing we hurried back home so we'd be safe.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 31, Funerals.
So now you're saying we can't trust this Graham guy.
That's what Darian says. She told him they were hiding in Wisconsin, then she told Ryan that that wasn't true. They just didn't want him to know where they were.
I don't understand any of this. First, Daly's kid gets kidnapped because the GC wants to keep him quiet. Then they kill him and they still try to get her?
Well, Mrs. Staley says they have evidence the GC wants.
Evidence of what? They could say that Carpathia is the Antichrist and nobody's gonna believe it.
Well, some will, just not everybody.
Carpathia owns the media. How could they distribute whatever it is they have?
First, let me just say this. I don't know what it is they have. I just think that it would have to be proof of something pretty bad that might make the media actually turn on Carpathia.
Not sure I buy that.
Yeah, I agree with Lionel.
This whole thing sounds shady to me. We don't even know where this evidence is, and we don't know what to do with it if we get it.
I think we're chasing the wrong dog.
Yeah, I think the dog's chasing us.
Yeah, and Bruce's memorial service is tomorrow.
Yeah, Ryan said you guys sent out a special issue of the Underground inviting people?
Mm-hmm. We tried to. Most of them got thrown out.
Jenna's tried to blame me for it.
Did you get in any trouble?
No, I didn't. Turns out she didn't have any proof, and I have a new guardian angel.
Who's that?
Did I ever tell you about Candace Goodwin from Social Services?
She's the one that dragged you off the north side last year.
That's her. Only she's a Christian now.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Janice was really ticked, too. She's going to be after me hard this year.
Well, school starts on Monday. We'll find out then.
Yeah, I kind of just want to get through tomorrow.
Hey, you guys. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, what's up?
I know Bruce's service is tomorrow, and I know that it's really important, but my mom's funeral's tomorrow, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In fact, I'm gonna need to cut out of Bruce's service early.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you should be with your family.
It's just, I don't know how welcome I'm gonna be. My father still isn't speaking to me. I just wanted to ask if you guys would pray for me.
Are you kidding? That's the least we can do.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that, too. I think I'm gonna go with Hiya to her mom's funeral.
And Miss Bruce's?
Yeah, if I have to. Bruce's funeral's gonna be for people who aren't Christians. Mr. Steele's gonna be speaking to them, so.
You would do that? I mean, Bruce was sorta your dad.
Yeah, and you're sorta my sister. No problem.
Wow. That's pretty cool, Red. Nice move. Has anyone heard from Buck yet?
Chloe called last night. They were on their way home.
So he's okay?
I don't know about that. He got shot in the foot.
Whoa. Chloe probably did it to him so he'd have to stay at home more.
Not this time. I guess they had a little excitement at an airport in Egypt.
Egypt? What was he doing in Egypt? I thought he was going to Israel.
Well, he was, but he brought a friend back with him.
Ben Judah?
She wouldn't say on the phone, but who else could it be?
That's the best news I've heard in a while. Except for that Goodwin lady becoming a Christian.
And I'm glad you got back in one piece.
Yeah, me too. It was getting kind of hairy there for a while.
Judd Thompson, international jailbird.
It sounds more exciting than it is.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you're back.
Well, Vicky Byrne, why do I think you missed me?
Shut up.
Oh, you're blushing.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Man, I hope I make it through the service.
You'll be fine. Besides, if it gets too tough, we can always sneak out the back.
I gotta sneak out the back anyway.
Hey, guys.
And girl.
I've been doing some thinking. The Underground mentioned this service, right?
Yeah, that's about all it was. A big invitation.
What are you thinking, Jed?
I'm just thinking that there may be some people here who aren't here to mourn, if you know what I'm saying.
You think there'll be spies here?
I think it'd be foolish not to assume that, you know? Some of the people from the school administration might be here to see who shows up.
Maybe we shouldn't sit together.
Good call.
In fact, let's all meet at Bruce's house after the service.
Hi and I will be at her mom's funeral, but we'll be home afterwards.
Good. See you in a bit. God, I can't do this. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You leaving?
Yeah, you can have it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Hey, kid.
What?
Just try to keep the noise down, will you? You're at a funeral. Start walking towards the door.
What do you want, Graham?
Right now, I want you to start walking toward the door. Now move.
Did you see where Jed went?
He probably just stepped outside for air. This place is packed.
Yeah. Suppose.
Nice. Great. I didn't get to see the inside of the hangar before. Couldn't think of a better place to hand me over to the GC, huh?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Then why don't you fill me in?
You got me in a lot of trouble when you ditched me in Grand Rapids.
Oh yeah, I'm really upset about that too. Sorry for not letting you sell us out.
Why would you say that?
Tell me it isn't true.
You know, maybe I will fill you in, because there seems to be a lot you don't know.
I get the feeling I'm not going anywhere soon.
There's still a lot I can't tell you, but I can tell you my side of the whole deal.
Does this little story include how you were going to hand us over to the GC?
That's why you took off, isn't it? Darian tipped you off on the phone. I thought I could trust you guys.
Trust us to what? Be good little boys while you handcuff us and toss us to the bad guys? If we'd have stayed with you, we'd probably be in a detention home by now.
Well, you're over 18. They'd put you in prison.
Oh, great. Thanks for clearing that up.
You just don't get it, do you? When you ran off, you just drew attention to yourself.
You are so full of baloney.
What?
You are the GC, man. You're the one we needed to get away from.
I'm not the GC. They give me an order, and the best thing I can
do... Look, if you're not with the GC, then why are you taking orders from them?
Because they have my brother! They have my brother in one of their camps down south.
Your brother?
Yes, my brother. His name is Conrad.
What's that all about?
They're programming him to be a good little GC stormtrooper.
What do you mean?
It's Carpathia's great new plan. He wants to build a world of peace and brotherhood, which is, of course, why he attacked the militia.
I thought the militia started all the fighting.
That's what you will hear as long as the GC controls the media. The truth is that Carpathia planned to attack them first. Max found out about it and tipped off the militia. When the fighting started, Carpathia's men used it to cover up the fact that they were cleaning house.
Who'd they attack?
Anyone who opposed them that had more firepower than a slingshot.
Oh, okay, hang on. What's this all got to do with your brother?
Carpathia's building an army of kids. Teenagers, preteens, anyone who'll follow him, anyone he can control. They're gonna spy on everyone, even their own families. Anyone who says anything negative about Carpathia or the GC will be turned in for re-education.
It sounds like the Hitler Youth during the Nazis.
You know the history, so you know how this is all gonna go.
I love the way the GC is all in favor of free speech until someone says something they don't like.
The big difference here is these kids will be carrying weapons. You give another speech like the one you did at your graduation, and they won't arrest you. They'll gun you down on the spot.
Are you serious?
Completely.
Wow. Whole new world.
Yo, Vicky.
Hey, how you holding out?
Okay, I guess. I'd rather be just about anywhere else right now.
Well, we're taking off for my mom's funeral in a little while. Feel like joining us?
All due respect to your mom, no thanks.
I know how you feel.
I am really sorry about your mom, though. And I hope your dad's cool with you being at the funeral.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Look out, Janice, 12 o'clock.
Vicky Byrne.
Principal Janice, how nice to see you.
I know we've had our differences, but I really am sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be going now. The memorial service was enlightening.
Stick around. This is just the seventh inning stretch.
You're Lionel Washington, aren't you?
Yeah.
I need to see you in my office tomorrow morning. Shall we say 9:30?
I suppose so.
What's this all about?
That's between Lionel and myself. And his family. Good day.
What just happened? I have no idea. How would Janice know you?
More importantly, how would she know my family?
So, you're telling me you're a double agent on the GC payroll, but secretly working to rescue your brother from their training camp?
That's pretty much it, yeah. Now with Staley dead, I'm basically on my own.
Yeah, I'm just not buying it yet.
That doesn't make it not true.
If you hate the GC so much, why are you helping them?
Because I'm trying to buy some time.
For what?
Until I find Staley's documents.
Oh, stupid documents again. Everyone's talking about this great smoking gun that's gonna bring down the global community. They probably don't even exist.
They exist. And if I can get a hold of them, I can use them as barter to get my brother back.
Yeah, well, what if they just don't care?
Then I'll take them to the media and hope I can find my brother before it's too late.
The media belongs to Carpathia.
This is bigger.
So what's in them?
Can't talk about it.
Right, can't talk about it.
Hey, do the math. Max is dead, yet Darian and Mrs. S are still in trouble, as is anyone who associates with them.
Well, if what you say is true, then I need to get back and warn my friends.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. In fact, I don't think you should see them anymore. Ever.
You ready to get going? We don't want to be late.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Vicky.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Have you seen John anywhere?
No, but we're meeting at our house, remember?
Well, that's great, but he was kind of my ride.
Well, I haven't seen him since he left the service.
Yeah, that was really early.
I saw him. He gave up his seat for us.
Yeah, thanks.
Could we speak to you for a moment?
What? What's going on?
Please, let's go in this room.
Okay, what's going on?
Boy, Ryan, how quickly we forget.
Darian? Mrs. Staley, is that you?
You like the new look?
It's, different. You both... Darian, what happened to your hair?
I cut most of it off. From a distance, nobody can identify me.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it looks good and all.
Where'd you guys go? We were really worried.
Oh, well, we went to...
Darian, it's really not safe for you to know.
Why'd you come back?
We wanted to see if you and Jed made it back safely.
You came back here for us?
We had to make sure.
Taylor Graham is not what he seems.
We think he's working for the global community.
What makes you say that?
Let's just say that the global community hasn't deleted Dad from their email list.
That's sort of funny.
They sent out a message that said Taylor was cooperating with them.
Yeah, tell him the rest.
It said he was using Judd to find me. He told them he'd have me by the end of this week.
I'd say that does it for Taylor Graham.
Don't trust him, ever.
Come on, man. If you're not hooked up with the GC, what's wrong with me warning my friends?
You're putting them in danger if they know where you are. If you want, I'll get them a message for you.
Yeah, except I'm not going to tell you where they are.
I could always go to your house and wait for them to come home.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that your friends at the GC could tell you where I live.
What do you know about Cameron Williams?
Cameron Williams?
You know him, right?
He goes to my church. He writes for the Global Weekly, or he used to.
Did he bring Sion Ben-Judah home from Israel with him?
Sion Ben-Judah? Why would you possibly be asking me about him?
Because I've got a job to do that won't be easy. I need to know what I'm up against.
What does it matter? The GC are the biggest bully friends you can have.
The GC haven't put you and this Williams guy together yet, but they will. Then it'll be bad news for everyone.
Listen, You still haven't convinced me that you're not going to burn me the first chance you get. And until you do, I have nothing else to say. I'm going to need to talk to my friends, all right? Call it a show of good faith.
It's a bad idea.
What? You're going to keep me locked up in this hangar for the rest of my life? Or are you just going to kill me the first time I talk?
I'm not going to kill you. I'm trying to help you.
Then prove it.
What? What can I do to prove it?
Let me see my friends.
Fine. I'll let you see your friends. But we're doing it my way.
I couldn't find Judd anywhere.
Where could he have gone?
I hope he's all right. I'm going to guess he went right home after the service. That was the plan.
You look pretty tired, Mrs. Staley. Are you okay?
Oh, I am tired, Ryan.
What are you going to do?
I've been thinking about that very thing.
Mother?
I'm less concerned about myself than I am for Darian.
What are you saying?
Vicky, could Darian live with you?
What? Yeah, of course she can. We'd be happy to have her stay with us, but...
Mother! What are you talking about?
I'm going to turn myself in.
What? Why didn't you tell me this before?
If I come forward, perhaps I can get them to leave you alone.
You can't trust them!
Your safety is more important to me than my life.
Well, why do we have to choose? We can both be safe. We've got money. We can go anywhere.
And be on the run every day of our life? Do you think I want you to live that way?
I don't want you to leave.
Darian, in this case, you're going to need to do what I tell you.
But, Mom!
We don't have to like it, but that's the plan.
Fine. Do what you say.
Hey, maybe before you leave, you could show us where the documents are. We could use those to bail you out later.
I've never seen them.
Really? Well, do you know they exist?
Well, that's what Max said. They're in a secret safe. I can't even tell you where that is, but I do know the combination is in a file in his upstairs office.
But you don't know where the safe is.
I never asked. And he never told.
Oh, boy.
I don't like any of this.
Yep. The situation does seem to have a few challenges, don't it?
So, it'll be interesting to see how this works out. Having another girl in the house, I mean...
Yeah.
I hope Mrs. Staley's all right.
Me too.
What should I expect at the funeral here?
Well, I expect my father to be cold, and he'll be angry that the burial has taken so long.
What do you mean?
Jewish custom is to bury the dead quickly, usually within 24 hours.
Even with a war going on?
I'm sure he doesn't give a hoot about the war. Tradition is... tradition.
Well, what's the service going to be like?
Oh, nothing fancy. Jewish law teaches that we're all equal in death, so the coffin is going to be plain wood. My mother will be dressed in a simple linen shroud.
Probably a bit different than Bruce's funeral then, huh?
Yeah, just a little.
Who's the guy giving you the eagle eye over there?
Where? Oh, yeah. That's Howard Mecklenburg. He's an old friend of the family. Want to guess what this is going to be about?
Hello, Kaya.
Hello, Mr. Mecklenburg. How are you?
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I have been asked to do a difficult thing.
My father...
Yes, he requested that if I saw you, I tell you it would be best for you not to be here.
Well, this is the funeral for my mother.
Your father says that you've left the faith. Out of respect for him and your mother, I beg you, please go.
Well, out of respect for my mother, I will stay.
You are your father's child.
I am my mother's child. I will stay and back, but you will not deny me this time to grieve.
Very well, but please do stay out of sight.
Where do you think Judd could be?
I don't know. The rental car was still at the church when we left.
Well, that's very strange.
Are you kidding? With us, strange is a natural state of affairs.
Yeah, my life certainly has been strange since I met you.
That's what I mean. Think about it. Before you met me, you'd never been kidnapped. You've never eaten a hamburger.
I'd eaten them before. I just didn't like them.
All right, well, I'll give you that one.
Before I met you, my dad was still alive.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
Not that that was your fault or anything. That probably would have happened anyway.
Yeah, but I still feel bad about it. So have you given any thought to what he said?
About... Uncle Ken and Aunt Linda being right?
Yeah.
I thought about it a lot. I know my mom prayed to become a Christian.
But not you.
I want to, but I don't see what it's going to change. I mean, my dad will still be dead. My mom will still be in hiding someplace. Carpathia will still be running the world. What difference does it make?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have a great answer for you. But I do remember something I read in one of the Bibles I collected.
What was that?
Well, it wasn't actually something from the Bible. It was just written inside the front cover. It said, I may not be able to change the world, but I can change my world.
Interesting thought.
I don't think God's going to hold us responsible if we don't go out and change the whole entire world. We just need to be sure we do what we can with what's inside.
That's interesting, because I kind of thought I'd have to become some holy soldier if I became a Christian.
Well, I think we are whether we like it or not, especially now.
So, do you wish you'd made the decision before the disappearances?
Every day.
Well, I called everyone I know who may have seen Judd.
Yeah, what'd you find out?
Zip. Nothing.
Where do you suppose he could be?
Got me.
Hey, do you think he went to Mrs. Stein's funeral with Hi and Vicky?
It's possible, but why wouldn't he tell us?
I don't know.
Me neither. Listen, we gotta get going. School starts tomorrow, and I wanna hit the rack.
Yeah, are you gonna be okay here if we take off?
Well, I'm not expecting the GC to come crashing through the door, if that's what you mean.
Well, Vicky and Hi ought to be home soon anyway.
I'll be fine. You guys can go. Besides, I've got a lot to think about.
Come on. There's gotta be a phone somewhere. Hey, got enough rubber bands, dude? What is this? Staley security, patent pending. Was this a key? There's no magnetic strip. Ah, forget it. You're never gonna find... Wait a sec. What's this? These are blueprints. Yeah. All right. These are blueprints for the whole estate. Okay. All right. All right. I'm right here. All right. And if this is right, the door to the house is right over there. What is this? Oh, it's the lock! Where was that key? Here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. All right, now open. Oh, whoa! What have we here? Now this is interesting. I look for a door and I find a safe. Hello, beautiful. Well, while it doesn't get me out of here, it may introduce some new possibilities.
Phoenix, pipe down. Why do you need to go out? All right, let's go. You smell something? Yeah, I do too. It smells like cigarettes.
Close the door.
What?
Close the door. Remember me?
You work for the GC.
That's right. And unless you want me to perforate that dog, I suggest you put him in the closet. Right now.
Okay. Phoenix, come here. Come here, boy. Get in the closet. Come on, get in. Good boy.
All right. Now sit down.
What do you want?
Make yourself comfortable, kid. You and me are gonna have a little talk.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.